step closer to another national championship.
Touchdown,
Devils! Georgia, Ohio State. WGAC's game day coverage begins Saturday at 4. Your home for the Dogs is WGAC.
You're back with Phil Kent, sitting in for Austin Rhodes today. And you can text me, especially as we interview our next guest, over at 706-863-5800. We were talking before the news to Congressman Rick Allen, and we touched a little bit on the open borders problem nationally. But my next guest is really an expert in this area in Georgia. And this is D.A. King. He is the president of the Dustin Inman Society. He'll tell you a little bit about how that society got named and what he's doing. And I want to talk about what's going on with regard to the illegal immigration problem in Georgia. We can talk about it all day nationally. But D.A. King, you're on the air with Phil Kent. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Phil, I'm glad to be here. And I've been listening to your show. You are doing your usual stellar job as a radio host. And I want to add something to the show, and that is, go Dawgs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're on the side of the Angels on that one, too. But I know you're very much appreciated for all you have done the past dozen years or so in helping to implement some not only immigration control laws in this state through the legislature, but you're also saying, let's just enforce the laws on the books. So I want you to focus a little bit on Georgia, and what are you and the Dustin Inman Society doing?
Well, that's kind of you, and you said my favorite word when it comes to illegal immigration, which I regard as organized crime. I appreciate you saying the word enforcement, and thank you again, Bill. The Dustin Inman Society is a labor of love here at our house. In the year 2003, I set aside my own business and spent our savings and refinanced our house to try to form a nonprofit to educate people, including legislators, and it used to be the media, on illegal immigration. It's the DustinInmanSociety.org. It's named after a Georgia kid named Dustin Inman, who is forever 16 because his family was hit by a speeding car on their way to the North Georgia mountains on Father's Day weekend, the year 2000. An illegal alien driving a car ran into the back of the Inman family car in Ellijay, Georgia, stopped at a light. And it killed Dustin instantly and put his mom in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Both of parents were put in a coma, and when they woke up, they were told their only child was gone. And people sometimes tell me that illegal immigration is a victimless crime, and I would double dog dare them to tell that to the Inman family, if there was an Inman family left. The sad ending to that story, Bill, as you know, is that Billy and Kathy were the parents, and Dustin was the only child. Dustin was killed in the crash. Kathy later died of her injuries as a direct result of the crash after she spent 20 years in a wheelchair. And Billy died before she did, taking care of his wife and trying to earn a living. It's a horrible, horrible story.
It is. It's a sad story.
I get upset when people tell me that it's a victimless crime.
So, well, I'm glad you're underscoring that. Think of all the Dustin Inmans since then. It's outrageous. But I'm glad that was probably the spark that motivated you, right?
It was. We have a website, the new DustinInmanSociety.org. But while I'm on that topic, and I hope we do it before I go, but we have something that's directed only at Georgia, and it's called Immigration Politics GA. .com, Immigration Politics Georgia, that's a GA.com. And when we have true-to-life immigration stories and opinions and news that are relevant right here in Georgia. And by the way, for people who don't know, Georgia is home to more illegal aliens than is Arizona. We have more people living here illegally than we have green card holders. That's right in the state of Georgia.
That's a shocker.
It is a shocker.
Well, so what now? What is the what's the mission now in Georgia?
Well, we've been very successful in the last 17, 18 years getting legislation passed here in Georgia on a state level aimed at deterring illegal immigration into the state. And what we have learned from watching the corporate-funded illegal alien lobby is that if you make it more difficult for somebody here illegally to get a job, a benefit, or a service, and especially a driver's license, that they tend to go to other states after they cross the border illegally. And we put a large number of laws on the books, and we're grateful to all of the state legislators in the past who helped us, most of whom are gone now. And what we're finding is the laws aimed at illegal immigration in Georgia, including criminal illegals, are being completely ignored by the people we elected to enforce them. And I know that a conservative audience doesn't want to hear negative reports about Republicans, but the fact is that the laws on the books aimed at illegal immigration in the state of Georgia are being treated as a joke.
How can we get these laws enforced? Do we contact the Attorney General's office? Do we contact our lawmaker? What is your strategy?
Well, I've been at it quite a while. I do it all day, every day. As an example, you have to go one at a time. As far as I know, and I mean this sincerely, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but as far as I know, there's nobody in the state of Georgia checking on compliance of any of the multiple laws we have in place, except for yours truly. And recently I filed a complaint with the district attorney over Carroll County, Georgia. It took me about a year to get Carroll County commissioners to recognize they were in violation of laws aimed at giving public benefits to illegal aliens. They eventually, after about 8 months, slowly started to change the way they did business, but I filed a complaint, and nothing is going to happen, is the short version. But things like this bill kind of get a little blurry-eyed, boring to people. When you talk about jobs, benefits, and services, we have on the books, for example, a law that says most employers in Georgia with more than 10 employees are supposed to use the no-cost federal E-Verify system. We know that if somebody here illegally can get a job easier in Alabama or Nebraska than you can in Georgia, he will at least try to avoid us. But the E-Verify laws are not enforced.
Well, and that's a tragedy. You know, just as an aside, when I have workers at my home, I have to always check, do you have E-Verify? And if not, they're not working, at least at my place. And I hope other people do that, too.
It's always a good idea to at least ask for a driver's license. That's a good tip. It's not always... to veer off a moment, it's not always an assurance. We do, in Georgia, issue driver's licenses and state ID cards to somewhere around 20,000 illegal aliens who have a deferral on deportation. They're still illegal, but we still give them a driver's license.
Well, I know you've been working with the Dustin Inman Society and some legislators to try to close that loophole and at least have some writing on the license that it's not for voting or any other purpose.
Well, we have, and we had limited success in the Senate years ago. Bill, but when I say things like this are boring, I can point to something that has a little more direct, wide appeal, and that is the fact that here in Georgia, I'm proud to have worked on it, we have a law in place that says that all jailers in this state are supposed to use a reasonable effort to determine effectively the immigration status of the prisoners in their jail and report any illegal aliens to the feds. Now, that law has been on the books in one form or another since 2006, and in the form it's in now since 2011 when we passed a bill called House Bill 87. The law that I just mentioned, and I want to say it again, the law says that jailers are supposed to determine immigration status as best they can and report illegals to the feds. That law is being ignored. There's 150, 160 jails in the state of Georgia, and to my knowledge, while I haven't had time to check all of them, the lack of compliance is the polite way to put it.
Well, that's appalling.
Very, very widespread.
That's appalling. In fact, I would hope our county commissioners all over the state would pressure the sheriff, the constitutional officer who's the chief jailer, to follow the law of all people, the chief law enforcement officer of a county.
I don't disagree. That's not happening. I look forward. I know that one of your guests, I think I heard that you're going to have District Attorney Bobby Christie on later.
That's right, after the 5 o'clock news, yes.
I've read this gentleman's his bio, and he's a very, very impressive official. I look forward to having the opportunity to talk to him sometime soon about this. But I need to impress upon people, and again, thank you for the time. I want to make it clear that the federal government has a program that allows sheriffs or jailers to check the immigration status. It's called 287G. The law we put in place here in Georgia that applies to all jails was designed to be a plan B in case 287G went away. Well, 287G did go away in Gwinnett County and here where I live in Cobb County. But just a couple of facts, if I may, very quickly to keep sure people interested in this. In Gwinnett County in 2010 or 2009, before the 287G program went into effect, the sheriff ran what was called a surge or a trial test, a 26-day test of the efficiency of this 287G program in which the federal apparatus is used by the jailers to check immigration status. In 26 days, ICE had found and placed detainers on 914 foreign-born inmates to put them into deportation proceedings because they were illegal aliens. The numbers in the Gwinnett jail at this outset reveal that 68% of the foreign-born population at the jail was here illegally. They were illegal aliens. 54% of that 914 had a previous criminal history, and most of that previous criminal history was in Gwinnett County. What kind of crimes were people being deported? The murder, 13 charges, rape, 15, armed robbery, 28, child molestation, kidnapping, battery, theft, drug dealing. It goes on and on.
Well, you're making a good point. You're making a good point. We got about a minute left, and I want to hold you over from the break. Now, aren't there still some counties and the state police still use 287G?
There's the Department of Corrections and the prison system uses 287G, and I think there's four counties that still use it. And that's very important.
Well, I would urge counties to take a look at that because that was a huge public safety tool. I'm talking with D.A. King, the president of the Dustin Inman Society. I'm going to hold him over from the break. And also, D.A., I want to ask you about some parental choice school legislation that a lot of people like school choice, but there's a glaring problem, and I want to talk to you about that after the break. All right, I'm with Austin Rhodes today, guest hosting. This is Phil Kent, and I hope you'll stay with us. And don't forget to text me at 863-5800.
The event of the year is finally here. Toyotathon is on at Milton Rubin Toyota. Toyota's biggest sale of the year with year-end deals on all Toyotas. During this event, Milton Rubin Toyota will do whatever it takes to get you into the car, truck, or SUV of your dreams. With tons of discounts, tons of savings, tons of factory incentives, and yes, whatever it takes. Lease a new 2023 Camry LE for $289 a month. Lease a new 2023 Toyota Highlander L for $389 a month. Now is the best time to sell or trade your car. Take advantage of the best rebates, the best financing, and the best deal on your dream car, truck, or SUV. We want your trade, too. Toyotathon is on at Milton Rubin Toyota. So get moving to Washington Road with Milton Rubin Toyota or MiltonRubinToyota.com.
36-month leases, $39.99 new inception on each. Model 2532 and 6935. Includes dealer fee of $449. No security deposit, 12,000 miles per year. Customer responsible for lease and liabilities plus tax tag and title. Subject to credit approval. Offers end 12/31/22.
CryBaby.com. Click, click.
Call Bailey's Comfort Services. If you're cold in your home, call Bailey's Comfort Services. If your heat won't come on, dial 828-888-8888. 24 hours a day. Dial 828-888-8888. And we'll be on our way.
Get up to $1,000 cash back when you change out your old system. No warm air, no problem. Call Bailey's today.
Are you considering upgrading the floors in your home? Have you heard horror stories from friends and family about their experiences? There is more to a beautiful looking floor than just choosing a quality product. At A&D Carpets and Hardwoods, you can rest assured that our flooring consultants will educate and guide you through the process, making your experience one you'll be glad to tell your friends and family about. And because installation and the skill of the installers are also important, at A&D Carpets and Hardwoods, we never use subs, only our best in-house installers who are drug tested, background checked, and the very best at what they do. So for peace of mind, quality products, and certified installation, visit A&D Carpets and Hardwoods, 320 South Bel Air Road in Martinez. Visit our website at andcarpets.com or check us out on Facebook. A&D Carpets and Hardwoods, your trusted flooring company. Come see us today.
My son came home from school with a really high fever, and I took him to Night Owl Pediatric Urgent Care. We avoided the ER, and best of all, they're locally owned and operated.
Who?
Night Owl Pediatric. They specialize in pediatrics, so my son wasn't lumped in with all of the adults. Night Owl Pediatric was a real lifesaver.
Who?
Night Owl Pediatric Care, providing professional care your child needs when your pediatrician isn't available. 616 Edgefield Road in North Augusta. Open New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Urgent care just for kids. NOPUrgentCare.com.
Whether it's Kroger's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Kroger has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
WGAC's Mary Liz Nolan.
So rewarding to come to work every day as we gather information for the morning show during the wee hours, knowing we're helping you get your day started with all the news and information you need, not to mention a few laughs along the way. We stay on top of the latest breaking news, and yes, we manage to find ways to laugh at ourselves and each other each and every morning. It's the best way I know to start my day, and yours too.
Thanks for visiting WGAC.com.
You're listening to WGAC AM 580. It's Phil Kent, guest hosting today on the show. And I want to continue our discussion with D.A. King. He's an expert in the area of illegal immigration. And we're talking about some great information earlier that he has told our listeners about the lack of enforcement, appalling lack of enforcement in Georgia. And D.A., thanks for holding on and being back on the air. Let's talk, let's finish up with that, and let's talk about this school choice bill you have been telling me about recently.
It's my pleasure, Phil, and again, thank you. If I may, just 20 more seconds.
Sure.
I want people to know that the law that I just mentioned that requires all jailers to use reasonable effort to determine immigration status of illegal aliens in their jail and report it to the feds has no penalty clause in it. We didn't ever dream that people who run jails would disobey the law. So here's some news. You're probably the first, this is the first time I'm aware of it going out public, but I am very, very confident that there will be a bill introduced in the legislature that will produce a strong and deterrent penalty to the jailers who don't obey the law that we just talked about.
Well, I'm glad to hear of that. I'm going to certainly write about it and talk about it myself, and hopefully we've got some state lawmakers in the area in Georgia that are listening. So thanks for that, D.A. Go ahead and tell us about this parental choice bill and your concern.
Well, there's an effort. There were 3 bills in the last legislative session that were aimed at providing, and I'm not making this up, providing taxpayer-funded tuition for private schools for people in the country illegally and would benefit their entire family. I'm going to say it again in a different way. There were 3 bills under the Gold Dome that, had they passed, would have provided in-state tuition, K through 12 private school tuition for illegal aliens.
Well, that's a shocker. Now, that was derailed, thankfully, but I'm assuming it's coming back?
The information I'm getting is that there will be a push on to do exactly what we just talked about again, and people are calling it school choice or educational freedom. And I've learned that if you talk about this especially to a conservative audience, it's a good idea. So for me personally, I think that the ability for people to get tax dollars to send their kids to a school other than what they're being taught in the public school system is an excellent idea.
Right.
I do not think that it behooves us to encourage and reward illegal immigration any more than we already do in the state of Georgia by doing that on the taxpayers' dime.
Well, that's right. You don't want any more magnets. So this is where you want language to make sure that that doesn't happen.
We have drafted, I'm not quite done with it, but we've drafted language that easily excludes illegal aliens from quote-unquote school choice. If we take a look right now, people in the country illegally cannot qualify for the Hope Scholarship, the Zell Miller Scholarship. Right now, in-state tuition is out of reach for people in the country illegally at our public colleges. There is absolutely no reason to even consider providing K-12 private school education. But when people talk about school choice, the last thing they're going to hear is anything having to do with illegal immigration or the fact that here in Georgia we have more illegal aliens than Arizona.
Well, that's right. Parental choice, good, but no loophole for the illegals to get more taxpayer money and to steal slots. Well, D.A. King, give us your website one more time.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's new DustinInmanSociety.org. That is our main website.
Wonderful.
People are going to get the most use out of immigrationpoliticsga.com.
Thank you, D.A. King. We appreciate that information today. Best wishes.
My pleasure. Thank you, Phil.
Stay with us after the news. You've got Phil Kent on Austin Rhodes.
Whether it's Kroger Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Kroger has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's